Have you ever seen a dog being trained in obedience school? One of the things trainers often do is try to teach a dog to wait patiently to eat a doggy treat until the trainer gives the dog permission to do so. Specifically, they put a treat down in front of the dog, but command the dog not to eat it until given permission. You can see the dog with deep longing in his eyes. He wants that treat, but a well-trained dog will not go for it, will not even move toward it until his master gives him the okay, because there is something he wants more, to please his master. What amazing self-control. Well, that's nothing compared to what Jesus did for you and for me. Early in his ministry, after Jesus was baptized, Scripture tells us the Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And Christ did not eat for 40 days. What is going on here? Why would the Spirit drive him into the wilderness? This takes place as part of the cosmic conflict, which is a major storyline of Scripture. Specifically, Scripture tells the story of a great conflict, a cosmic conflict between God's kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness consists of angels who rebelled against God and his government, led by Satan. In this conflict, the enemy seeks to dethrone God. He cannot do so by power. He is not powerful enough, of course. God is all powerful. So he attempts to do so by lies and by slander. He attempts to make people think God is unfair, not really loving, and more, in attempts to win the hearts and minds of creatures for himself and to take God's throne. We see this mode of operation from the very beginning, when Eve met the serpent in the Garden of Eden, who twisted God's words and alleged that God is not fair, that God is a liar, and that God did not really want the best for Eve. Alongside all these claims, he tempted Eve to disobey God. Tragically, Eve failed that temptation, and Adam also failed, plunging the world into darkness. Much later, we find Jesus on the scene. The New Testament calls him the second Adam because part of his mission in coming to this world as a human was to reclaim on behalf of humanity what Adam had lost. Jesus would regain the kingship of the world from the false, usurping ruler of this world, the devil. This temptation story is one scene in this larger drama of the plan of salvation, through which Christ defeats all the devil's allegations, testifies against his lies, demonstrates beyond doubt God's perfect character of righteousness and love, and thus defeats Satan's allegations so he can reclaim the throne. I explain this drama of the plan of salvation in more detail in my book, God With Us. Here, let us note that God's mission to defeat the devil and his insidious lies are part of the backstory to why the Spirit drove Christ into the wilderness. This was a prearranged battle, a prearranged round, as it were, in the larger cosmic conflict. For this battle, Christ was weakened from fasting for 40 days. Can you imagine that? How long can you go before you feel famished? If you're like me, it's a lot less than 40 days. There in the wilderness, with Jesus weakened by hunger, the devil came to tempt him. If you are the Son of God, command those stones to become bread. Jesus replied to the tempter with Scripture. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then, taking him to the pinnacle of the temple, Satan tempted Jesus further. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." But Jesus again replied with Scripture. "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, or you shall not put the Lord to your test." Then the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. According to Luke's account, Satan declared, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." Just imagine how tempting this was. If he would just bow down and worship, the devil claimed, Jesus could reclaim rulership of this world without the suffering and without the excruciating death before him. No other has ever faced so great a temptation. Notice here that the devil is claiming that the world belongs to him, that it was given over to him. When was it given to him, and by whom? As we saw earlier, the book of Genesis tells the story of the fall of Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were appointed to be rulers of this world under God's ultimate authority. And when they fell, the devil instead became the temporary ruler of this world, as even Jesus refers to him three times. Yet, where Adam and Eve failed, Jesus succeeded. Adam fell prey to the devil's temptations, but Jesus did not. Where the first humans failed, he succeeded on our behalf. Not only did Jesus resist the devil's temptations in the wilderness, when he went to the cross later, he could have come down. He had the sheer power to come down from that cross, but he did not. Why? For you and for me. It was the only way to save us. On behalf of all humanity, he succeeded where Adam failed. He paid the price for all of us to come to him, to have eternal life. Even though there is an enemy, there is one who stands for us, who has been tempted in all points like we are, and he can save you from sin. Perhaps God is convicting your heart that you need to change. Call on him. The enemy, the false ruler of this world, the devil, wants to hold you in chains. But Christ, the true ruler of this world, wants to release you and save you from everything that holds you down today. Are you tired? Are you weary? Perhaps you are close to despondent. Call on Jesus. Jesus invited you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that mean? My yoke is easy? This is the imagery of two oxen yoked together to plow. To train oxen, a young one is often yoked up with an experienced, strong ox. The young might not know which way to go or have the strength needed, but the experienced, strong ox will effectively pull the younger the right way and carry the heavy load. Here, Jesus uses this imagery to invite you to yoke up with him. He will carry you if you let him, and this is wonderful news.